Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear stories from Katie Weaver, Brian Lynn, Pat Bodner, Bruce Alpert, and Dorothy Gundy. But first, Malaysian police say the two women suspected of poisoning the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had been trained. Police also are seeking two more suspects, including a North Korean diplomat. At least one of the women arrested in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam has stated that she was tricked into attacking him at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. The woman told Malaysian police she believed the attack was part of an act for a reality television program. "We strongly believe it is a planned thing and that they have been trained to do that," Inspector General of Police Khalid Abu Bakar told reporters. "This is not just like shooting a movie." Security camera video from the airport shows one of the women seizing Kim from behind and forcibly holding something over his face. He sought help from an airport service desk before he died. Khalid said it was clear from the video that the woman is holding her hands away from herself as she walks away from Kim toward a washroom. He said she knew very well that whatever she had held was poisonous and she needed to wash her hands. However, experts in poison say it is unclear how the woman could not have been affected if she were using a highly dangerous substance. Two other people have already been arrested in connection with the attack. Malaysian officials say they are looking for additional suspects. Khalid said police are now seeking North Korean diplomat Yong Kwang Song, who serves as the second secretary at the country's embassy in Kuala Lumpur. Another suspect, Kim Uk-il, is an employee of North Korea's state-owned airline company, Air Koryo. A North Korean embassy statement rejected Khalid's claims. The statement questioned how the women would still be alive if they had a poisonous substance on their hands. It also called on Malaysia to release the two suspects and a North Korean citizen who are being detained. Malaysian health officials have examined Kim's remains. Officials have said they are waiting on the results of laboratory tests before announcing his cause of death. The Director of General Health at Malaysia's Health Ministry said on Tuesday the exam showed no evidence of a heart attack or anything that suggested wounds to the body. Earlier this week, North Korea's ambassador to Kuala Lumpur, Kang Chol, called for a joint investigation of the death. He told reporters that North Korea cannot trust the investigation by the Malaysian police. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak says his country had no reason to paint the North Koreans in a bad light. He also expressed absolute confidence in the objectivity of the investigation. The two women have been identified as Siti Aisa, an Indonesian, and a woman with a Vietnamese passport in the name of Duan Thi Hung. The father of Duan Thi Hung spoke with VOA's Vietnamese service about his daughter's suspected involvement in the death of Kim Jong-nam. "I couldn't know what she did," he told VOA. "We can't. She didn't even let us know where she goes. She did get home on January 25th and left 4 days later. She left, and we know nothing since then. He described his daughter as a good and hardworking girl. She's not a bad girl. Kim Jong-nam and his younger brother, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, are sons of former North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. However, they had different mothers. Many people thought the older brother would lead the country after Kim Jong-il left power. However, Kim Jong-nam fell from favor with his father in 2001. That year, he attempted to enter Japan with a false passport, reportedly to visit Tokyo Disneyland. Since that time, he has lived mainly in the Chinese territory of Macau. South Korea's spy agency says Kim Jong-un approved a standing order for his half-brother's assassination after taking power. Kim Jong-nam was reportedly considered a threat to his half-brother's rule because of his criticism of the North Korean leadership.
The United Nations Children's Fund says about 1.4 million children face death from starvation in Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen. UNICEF issued the warning with an appeal to the world for help to feed these children. Anthony Lake is UNICEF's executive director. He said, "Time is running out. We must not repeat the tragedy of the 2011 famine in the Horn of Africa." The UN reported that 260,000 people lost their lives in that famine. Lake described the famine and malnutrition in the four nations today as largely man-made. UNICEF reports more than 250,000 children in South Sudan are severely malnourished. It says hundreds of thousands more are at risk of the same. South Sudan is experiencing the worst hunger situation since civil war began there in 2013. Famine has been officially declared in two areas of Unity State. Chalice McDonough is spokesperson for the World Food Program in East Africa.
You've got nutrition rates that are astronomical. You've got people with very limited access to food. The mortality rate is above the level that's required. They have announced that although you've got a bad food security situation throughout the country, that in those two specific counties, things are about as bad as they can get.
McDonough and other UN officials blame the continued civil war in South Sudan, along with a collapsing economy, high food prices, and low agricultural production.
If we had peace and could work on agricultural development, then yes, in the long run, there's enormous potential for South Sudanese agriculture. But you can't farm when you're fighting, or you can't farm when it's not safe to go into your fields because somebody else is fighting.
The United Nations says 450,000 children in northeast Nigeria are also facing severe malnutrition. The Famine Early Warning System Network, or FuseNet, said attacks by Boko Haram militants have made it hard to transport food. In Yemen, UNICEF says it is providing help for 320,000 children, but that much more help is needed. FuseNet says the continuing military conflict there has interfered with food supplies. The UN estimates that half of Somalia's population, 6.2 million people, is threatened by drought following two failed rainy seasons. It says Puntland and Somaliland are the hardest hit areas. UNICEF says children were the country's most vulnerable people. A UNICEF spokesman said the number of young people suffering from severe acute malnutrition in Somalia is expected to rise to 270,000 in the next few months. Farm animals are dying in large numbers. In Somaliland, the drought has killed more than 10 million goats and sheep. Farmer Mohamed Ibrahim Yassin says few of his 150 animals can make the 20-kilometer walk from his farm to water. He says most are too weak to complete the walk and are too skinny to sell. If we get rain, they will survive, but if there is no rain, I don't think they will survive, he said. I'm Katie Weaver.
China has almost finished building more than 20 structures on artificial islands in the South China Sea. Two American officials told Reuters that the structures appear designed to hold long-range surface-to-air missiles. The latest development is likely to raise questions about what, if anything, the United States might do to answer China's actions. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about the issue in January during his Senate confirmation hearing. He said China should be barred from the islands it has built in the South China Sea. He said, "We're going to have to send China a clear signal that, first, the island building stops, and second, your access to those islands also is not going to be permitted." This week, a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier strike group began what the U.S. called routine operations in the area. A Navy spokesman said the group would contribute to freedom of navigation and lawful use of the sea. China claims most of the waters of the South China Sea, Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam also have claims. So does the government in Taiwan. China has already built military airstrips on Subi, Mischief, and Fiery Cross reefs of the Spratly Islands. The new concrete structures appear to be 20 meters long and 10 meters high. The roofs of the structures appear to be able to open and close. A U.S. intelligence officer told Reuters the structures look like others that hold surface-to-air missiles. So, the officer said, the logical conclusion is that's what they are for. In Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Gong Shuang said on Wednesday he knew of the report about the structures. He said it was a normal right under international law for a nation to build on its territory and to deploy territorial defense facilities. He did not provide more details. Greg Poling is a South China Sea expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. He said in a report last December that China had put weapons on all seven of its artificial islands. He said such weapons include anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems. He said the new structures would expand China's air defense over the islands. It certainly raises the tension, Poling said. The Chinese have gotten good at these steady increases in their capabilities. Reuters reported that the U.S. intelligence official it spoke to said the structures did not create much of a military threat to U.S. forces. He said the building project appeared to be more of a political test for the Trump administration. On Tuesday, the Philippine Foreign Secretary called China's placement of weapons in the South China Sea very unsettling. He said the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, hoped China and the United States would ensure peace and stability in the area. I'm Pat Bodner.
For the first time ever, astronomers have discovered a system of seven Earth-sized planets orbiting around a single star. The finding was announced Wednesday by officials from NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, and other research team members. The discovery was also published in the journal Nature. Scientists said three of the newly discovered planets are in the so-called habitable zone. This is the area around the parent star where a rocky planet is most likely to have liquid water and possibly life. Thomas Serbuchen is an associate administrator of NASA's Science Mission Directorate in Washington. He said the discovery could play an important role in finding new environments that could support life forms. Answering the question, "Are we alone?" is a top science priority, he said. And finding so many planets like these for the first time in the habitable zone is a remarkable step forward toward that goal. The new discovery set the record for the most habitable zone planets found around a single star. These planets outside our solar system are called exoplanets. NASA says the seven new discoveries are just 40 light years away from Earth. The planets were observed by NASA's Spitzer telescope. NASA says the planets are circling around a small, nearby dwarf star called TRAPPIST-1. The star is not hot like the Sun. It is very cool, meaning liquid water could survive on planets orbiting close to it. Scientists say further study is needed to determine whether these rocky terrestrial planets could support any life forms. But they agree that the new discovery shows the possibility that many other Earth-sized planets could be out there. Thomas Serbuchen said the latest findings provide valuable information about other worlds and what they may look like. But he added that much remains unknown and will only become clear with future discoveries.
There's many things we don't know, many questions we have that come up when we see these observations. We look at all these animations. very likely nature is way more beautiful, way more amazing than what we've animated here. It's always that way.
Sarah Seeger is a professor of planetary science and physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT. She said the new exoplanet discoveries gives her great hope for future research about other worlds.
When there's one, there's more. And so that's why I'm so excited to be here today to share it with you, because with this amazing system, we know that there must be many more potentially life-bearing worlds out there just waiting to be found.
Some of this future research will be completed with the help of new advanced observance tools NASA has yet to launch. One of those is the James Webb Space Telescope, a large infrared telescope with a nearly 7-meter mirror. It is scheduled to launch in October 2018. I'm Brian Lynn.
Have you wanted to try an ebook? Would you like to keep ebooks handy to read on your phone or tablet? Has the cost of ebooks stopped you? Well, there are ebooks out there that you can download without spending any money at all. Several websites offer free ebooks. Others share information about where to find free or discounted ebooks. There are several reasons some ebooks are free. In some cases, the book's copyright has expired. In other cases, writers offer books for free to grow a readership. Often, a free ebook will be the first in a series. The writer hopes you will like the first book enough to buy those that follow. When you find a free ebook you want to read, get it right away. Often, the offer is open only briefly. If you wait too long, you may discover the book now has a price attached. Be careful of websites that offer free ebook files to download directly from the site. These files could have malware designed to infect your computer. For example, be suspicious if a best-selling novel is available free on an unfamiliar website. It is best not to download ebooks or any file from an unknown site. Some free ebook sites offer referral links to other websites so you can download the free ebooks there. These referral sites help you find free ebooks of interest to you. They also let you know when an ebook is free or goes on sale.
Amazon is filled with free Kindle ebooks you can download, if you know where to look. Check out Amazon's best-selling free Kindle books, a list of the top 100 free ebooks on Amazon. This list changes constantly based on how well the books are selling and whether they become or remain free.
Amazon's bestseller list is divided into paid and free. Check out the free sections in dozens of genres, such as nonfiction, business and investing, history, foreign language, computers and technology, romance, teens and young adults. Each genre lists the top 100 free ebooks, so you will have a lot of choices.
If you are a member of Amazon Prime in the United States, you can download free Kindle books through its program called Prime Reading. The ebook has to be eligible for the Prime Reading program. You can keep the book as long as you want, as long as you remain a member of Amazon Prime. When you want to download a Prime Reading Kindle book from Amazon, click the Read for Free button to download it. Prime Reading also includes magazines to download for free. To learn more, check out the Amazon Prime Reading page.
Started in 1971, Project Gutenberg has over 53,000 free ebooks. Their website is filled with books that are no longer protected by copyright and are available to download for free. Project Gutenberg books are available to download in the U.S., but may be restricted in other countries if they are still protected by copyright. You can also check out its partner sites in other countries. You can read free ebooks on your iPhone and iPad using the iBooks app. After you download the app, head to the iTunes App Store and click the Free Books category. You can see a list of the top bestsellers in the Free category of books. Click Get to download those books to your phone or iPad.
Check out Google Play Store's Free Bestsellers to find popular books that will not cost anything. You can also search by genre, such as fiction and literature, cooking, food and wine, science and math, books in Spanish, and many more. Ebooks from the Google Play Store can be read on Android devices using the Google Play Books app. Audible lets you download audiobooks, a different kind of ebook you listen to. You can get a free audiobook when you sign up for a trial membership. An Audible member can also give you an audio book. Audible members are permitted to send one copy of each audio book in their Audible library free to a friend. If a friend of yours is an Audible member and has enjoyed a book, ask him or her to send it to you so you can listen to it too. Each listener can receive one free audiobook from a friend. This audiobook program is currently available for listeners in the U.S.
BookBub is a subscription service to let you know about ebooks that go free or are on sale. You can get daily emails to alert you about free and discounted books, and choose which books you want to hear about. Select from different formats and genres. The BookBub site has a no-spam guarantee for your email address. BookBub is available for readers in the U.S., United Kingdom, Canada, India, and Australia. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Bruce Alpert.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.